10 till 9 on the Sunrise Morning Show. Dr. Mike Flick joining us, a special advisor for the Grace Virtual Catholic Education Program. Dr. Flick, good morning.
Good morning.
We're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. Talk about some tangible ways that we see Catholic schools having a positive impact on our society, if you would.
Well, Catholic schools educate about 2.2 million students across our country. And I think that in all of those Catholic schools, you have a very strong sense of community that is emphasized. And each of those schools always is continually educating students toward human kinds of concerns as well. Our schools, they encourage all students to accept the challenges of being better persons in tomorrow's world. And schools expect active participation of students. Catholic schools don't allow students to be passive. And so the generally smaller class sizes that we find in Catholic schools aids the community building process that we usually find there. So the end result is that Catholic schools contribute to the common good. And I believe that's because they're free to introduce and kind of infuse moral values throughout the entire educational process.
I certainly agree with that. And of course, because Catholic schools are such high quality, they're often seen by some as for the privilege, but really don't Catholic schools have a long history of helping poor and ethnic communities as well?
Absolutely. Catholic schools have continually played a huge role in educating urban communities throughout our history. They provide positive alternatives to public schools, to poor and ethnic minorities, and the church has maintained at really a great cost a commitment to bringing Catholic education to communities that are in both poor urban as well as rural areas.
Well, thank God we don't have to worry about this in reality, but I sometimes think, what would happen if the Catholic school system just disappeared from this land? Talk first of all about the economic impact that the Catholic schools have on America, on our society.
Well, it would be huge. Private schools in general, and Catholic schools being the largest part of those private schools, as I said, educate about 2.2 million students. And the U.S. Department of Education says that the average cost of educating a child in elementary and secondary school together is about $7,000 per year. So if you do the math on that, we would be adding about $32.8 billion to the general tax bill if it weren't for Catholic schools. And so and that doesn't even count building additional buildings and the additional classrooms, equipment, and teachers that would be needed to take care of those students.
And that would just be the immediate economic impact. But when you factor in the kind of education that Catholic schools are offering people, these students, and down the road, as you know, the domino effect of this, the Catholic schools really make a contribution that's probably too large to measure.
Well, Catholic school graduates certainly exert a very positive impact on our country because our curriculum allows each student to develop personal, spiritual, and moral life kinds of philosophies that are grounded in academic excellence, and it allows those students to become leaders and shape the future of society. I think we'd have a very different kind of a landscape here if it weren't for Catholic schools.
I'm completely convinced of that myself. Dr. Mike Flick is special advisor for the Grace Virtual Catholic Education Program. So we want to tie in now this virtual Catholic education with the great legacy of traditional Catholic education. First of all, explain what virtual Catholic education is.
Well, as you have heard many times here on the Sunrise Morning Show, purpose of the Grace program is to make a rigorous Catholic education more affordable. And while this is an objective, there's really much more to the program, because today kids are learning in many different kinds of ways. They communicate electronically. They form friendships electronically. And today many students actually think technology and it's very intuitive to them. And so it provides a new way of learning that was not really available in the past. And traditional education has sometimes held back students who are able to excel and need to move faster than the traditional classroom allows. And students who need a little bit of extra help are sometimes forced to move ahead when they've not really mastered course material. And to me, the strength of the Grace program is that it lets everybody move at their own pace. And as a result, you have a much higher quality of education, and students are not allowed to move forward until they've actually mastered a lesson.
Well, it makes great sense. And the idea that you're not reinventing Catholic education, but really building on this long legacy, this long tradition.
Yeah, I think that probably the strength of Grace is that it's not certainly a reinvention of Catholic education, but it is a tremendously positive supplement to what's really the best education system in the world.
I find this very exciting. I wonder if you would look into your crystal ball, if you would, and just give us a picture of what Catholic education might look like maybe 10 years from now in 2021.
Well, I think that education has to continually evolve, and so new and different teaching methodologies have to continually be used. We use many teaching methods today that were invented 200 years ago, and as technology becomes a greater part of people's lives, it's certainly going to become one of the tools that are used by schools, Catholic educators, by schools, by teachers, and even to a greater extent, even by the church.
Dr. Mike Flick, do you believe that this approach to Catholic education really putting together, I should say, this idea of virtual education with traditional Catholic education, keeping the values, improving the quality, improving the reach of Catholic education, do you think this is really serving our church well?
Absolutely, because if we don't respond to the needs of society and the needs of really our church, then things are going to fall apart and they are not going to be nearly as effective in the future as they are today. You know, when it comes to Catholic education, I think that Father Graham, president of Xavier University, where I work, has really said it best, and that is that Catholic education is about educating students intellectually, morally, and spiritually with rigor and compassion toward lives of solidarity, service, and success. And that is certainly the goal of all Catholic education, and the Grace program is a part of that.
And not only Catholics benefit from Catholic education. Bishop Roger Foys, the Diocese of Covington, told me once, he said, we don't only teach kids because they're Catholic. We teach because we are Catholic.
I couldn't agree more, because generally speaking, Catholic schools are, in fact, the first schools that ever existed in a formal way in this country, and the bishop has really hit it right on the nail right on the head.
All right, Dr. Mike Flick joining us, with the special advisor for the Grace Virtual Catholic Education Program, joining us from Xavier University. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Dr. Flick, and where can our listeners find more information about the Grace Virtual Catholic Education Program?
Well, they can go on to the website, and the web address is pmgrace.org.
pmgrace.org for PurcellMarianGrace.org. It's linked on our blog at sunrisemorningshow.com. Thanks again, Dr. Mike Flick. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.